Section 1. You will hear a man phoning a woman who lives in an English city called Banford to get some advice about moving to that city. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, Linda speaking.
Oh, hi, Linda. This is Matt Brooks. Alex White gave me your number. He said you'd be able to give me some advice about moving to Banford.
Yes, Alex did mention you. How can I help?
Well, first of all, which area to live in?
Well, I live in Dalton, which is a really nice suburb. Not too expensive, and there's a nice park.
Linda recommends a suburb called Dalton. So Dalton has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, Linda speaking.
Oh, hi, Linda. This is Matt Brooks. Alex White gave me your number. He said you'd be able to give me some advice about moving to Banford.
Yes. Alex did mention you. How can I help?
Well, first of all, which area to live in?
Well, I live in Dalton, which is a really nice suburb. Not too expensive, and there's a nice park.
Sounds good. Do you know how much it would be to rent a 2-bedroom flat there?
Yeah, you should be able to get something reasonable for £850 per month. That's what people typically pay. You certainly wouldn't want to pay more than £900. That doesn't include bills or anything.
No, that sounds all right. I'll definitely have a look there. Are the transport links easy from where you live?
Well, I'm very lucky. I work in the city centre, so I don't have to use public transport. I go by bike.
Oh, I wish I could do that. Is it safe to cycle around the city?
Yes, it's fine. And it keeps me fit. Anyway, driving to work in the city centre would be a nightmare, because there's hardly any parking. And the traffic during the rush hour can be bad.
I'd be working from home, but I'd have to go to London 1 or 2 days a week.
Oh, that's perfect. Getting to London is no problem. There's a fast train every 30 minutes, which only takes 45 minutes.
That's good.
Yeah. The train service isn't bad during the week, and they run quite late at night. It's weekends that are a problem. They're always doing engineering work, and you have to take a bus to Haddam and pick up the train there, which is really slow. But other than that, Banford's a great place to live. I've never been happier.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
There are some nice restaurants in the city centre and a brand new cinema, which has only been open a couple of months. There's a good art centre too.
Sounds like Banford's got it all.
Yes, we're really lucky. There are lots of really good aspects to living here. The schools are good, and the hospital here is one of the best in the country. Everyone I know who's been there's had a positive experience. Oh, I can give you the name of my dentist too, in Bridge Street, if you're interested. I've been going to him for years, and I've never had any problems.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I'll find his number and send it to you.
Thanks, that would be really helpful.
Are you planning to visit Banford soon?
Yes, my wife and I are both coming next week. We want to make some appointments with estate agents.
I could meet you if you like and show you around.
Are you sure? We'd really appreciate that.
Either Tuesday or Thursday is good for me, after 5:30.
Thursday is preferable. Tuesday, I need to get home before 6 p.m.
Okay. Great. Let me know which train you're catching, and I'll meet you in the cafe outside. You can't miss it. It's opposite the station and next to the museum.
Brilliant. I'll text you next week then. Thanks so much for all the advice.
No problem. I'll see you next week.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.